Richard Migliore is the hardest working man in Saratoga right now. And Rich was nice enough to take some time out of his day to join us here on the Equine Forum today. Richie, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This might be the most fun part of my day, just being able to hang out here with you guys for a little while, take a breath and talk horses. And we got a pretty nice setting too, Saratoga, right?
It's not bad, right? We've got a little renovation break going on right now, but we'll have some horses back out training in a little while. Four-star Dave, today's the grade one, newly minted grade one. You and I remember, some of us here, I'm pointing to the little A, don't remember this when it was the Darryl's Joy. But
yeah,
the old Darryl's Joy, and I remember what Leo did. I don't remember if you remember this. Leo, when they retired Four-Star Dave, and they renamed the race room right away, he nominated him to the race.
Only Leo.
I think Howard Battle was coming in from Keeneland at the
time. Yes, you're right.
And Howard Battle flipped out in the racing office because he couldn't believe Leo did it.
Well, we had the retirement ceremony already. I galloped him through the stretch here, and he was really pulling. And people were cheering because it's Four-Star Dave. And the louder they cheered, the more he pulled. And I go, he's going to run away with me. And Leo's going to say, you see, he still wants to run and take him out of retirement. But, you know, thankfully, I was able to hold him. I still don't know how. And, you know, it was just so much fun riding him up here, though, and being associated with him, because people always wanted to talk to you about him. And he was such a smart horse. You know, he would look at things and kind of figure it out. And I'll tell you one quick funny and
plenty of time.
Not so funny story. When we got disqualified here in the West Point, still top five worst takedowns in the history of the sport.
Terrible call.
My son Joey was like 3 years old. And he used to be so intense and watch everything. And he would carry a whip under his arm and walk around and watch. So I come out of the steward's booth, and there's this big, like, biker dude. I mean, this guy, you know, just looks stereotypical, you know, tattoos and just a huge guy. And he's going, yeah, he's got to come down. Look, he bumped the three horse where it was. Joey kicks him in the shin and goes, my daddy didn't boom anybody. I'm like, come on, Joe. We got to go. We got to go.
It's unbelievable.
And they took us down. I still can't believe, because he fell down at the break that day. And he normally raced up close to the pace. So I'm last going into the first turn, and he fell down so bad. I'm just kind of feeling him out, make sure he didn't hurt himself. And we said, well, I'm just going to gallop him around because there's no way he can win from here. He's carrying like 128 pounds. And by the time we get to the half-mile pole, I'm fourth on the rail. And he got through. I brushed the horse. I mean, it was incidental contact. And he took him down. You know, thank God he won another race to me, because that would have ended the streak.
Right. Yeah. That was 92?
No, it might have been 93, I'm pretty sure. But it was, man, years later, I ripped the phone out of the wall in the jocks room from another bad call. I should have done it that day.
Should have started there. But, he had 100 starts. He was really well-tested on the racetrack. I mean, what are, like, some of the very memorable parts of the horse himself?
Well, just that he was a ham, first of all, and literally he would hear the click of a camera and he would stop in his tracks, prick his ears, and look directly at whoever was taking the picture. I mean, he posed. He literally posed. And then the day they named the street out here by Ciro's for him, Four-Star Dave Way, we rode him over to Ciro's for the ceremony. And we were all taking pictures. And then they said, you know, do you think he would go up in the bar, like in Ciro's.
Behind the bar.
No. Into the actual
into the
bar.
Building.
And I said, well, if he's game enough to go up in there, I'll ride him in there.
Yeah.
He stepped up the two steps onto the hardwood floor, walked around, he's nosing away. I said, this horse can order a Guinness. He was.
He may go back and pour one for you.
Yeah. You know, he had plenty of Guinness.
Oh, that was the thing. Leo gave it to him every night in his feed.
Leo would give him a can of beer every night.
Yeah. Yeah, it was again, really, some of my most fun memories up here, you know, belonged with him. You know, he just, you know, you'd go to a restaurant and people would say, hey, you know, Four-Star Dave, and you'd have to tell them about him. And it was pretty neat. I rode him early, then I lost him because I got hurt, and Mike Smith rode him for a while, and then I wound up getting him back because I think Mike had maybe Lore or you know, one of those horses to ride. One of those monsters, you know. But, and I actually finished third, I think, to Lore in Paradise Creek up here the 1 year. And he took a bad step. He was traveling. And I actually thought I had a crack at them about the half-mile pole. And he switched leads into the turn. It was a little softer going. And he did like it firmer. and he kind of bobbled, and he got up, and he went from being on the bridle to off the bridle. He didn't feel bad, but then they left him. And by the time we came back to get unsaddled, he was off, and he had, I believe he fractured his cannonbone that day, and he came back, you know, the next year and was successful again.
How many years did you ride him in the streak?
I believe I won 4 years up here of the
four
eight.
4 different years.
4 different years, yeah, I'm pretty sure. And the last three, for sure. I think I won on him a few years earlier, like I said, and then I lost him because I got injured. And but he was, especially towards the end, because he definitely had lost a step. He was still good. And when he won the last time up here, you very rarely hear the announcer here in Saratoga. I think maybe a handful of times I've heard it through my career while you're riding, while you're racing. And I heard Tom Durkin say, you know, and here comes the old boy or something like that. And the place erupted, and I never heard the crowd. And that day I heard the crowd. So when he won, I kind of knew it might be his last go around here. And instead of going right back to the winner's circle, I went down almost to the eighth pole on the outside fence, high-fiving everybody from his back. And he just trotted there, and they came back high-fiving everybody again. And the place, it was kin to when Rachel Alexandra won the Woodward here. It was that kind of a crowd.
Not many evoke that kind of emotion. Up here, he was the Sultan of Saratoga for a reason.
Yeah, well-named. And now, you know, the bar over here is the Saratoga, you know, Four-Star Dave. And I was looking at some of the pictures the other day, and one thing struck me, besides how much younger I looked, man, I used to ride too short. My stirrups were way too short. But with him, I guess you just felt, like, good riding him that short. But
we're just figuring this out now.
I'm telling you, there's one picture.
I said it's 2020, right?
I mean, I look like I'm 4 inches from the top of his withers. I mean, it's crazy. I must have been pretty fit.
That's one thing you're also talking with the great Richard Migliore here, reminiscing about Four-Star Dave and just talking about the spot. And you said some of your best memories are tied to Four-Star Dave, but, I mean, this place, is for you, it just has to be chock full.
Yeah, you know, like even going back, I mean, the first time I ever got to Saratoga, I had gotten left behind with the second string of horses at Belmont. It was my first summer. I was 14 years old, galloping horses, living at Belmont Park. And I had the day off after the Travers. So after I got done galloping horses on Saturday morning, I caught one of the horse vans shuttling up to Saratoga. I got here, and I had never been in this area. So now, the horse van gets off Union Avenue, and I'm poking my head out of a horse van looking, and I was like, oh, my God, look at this place. This is the mecca for horse racing. And I watched Affirmed Aladar from the 3/8 pole. A friend of mine, Carlos Figueroa, had a room on the back stretch. I was staying in his room that night. And when Aladar got shut off, I was standing right there. And if you ever could slow down the frame,
I have a DVD at home.
Well, slow it down right before you shut up. There's a little kid in a Secretariat T-shirt with an ice cream cone. That's me. So, and then we went out, walked around Saratoga that night, and the next day I had to catch a horse van back to Belmont because I had to work Monday. So that was the first time I ever came to Saratoga. Then the next year I came up for the whole summer galloping horses, and the following year I came up here. And I'm fighting for leading rider with Angel Cordero, and I broke Steve Cawthon's money record up here. So it was, you know, pretty magical time, and it happened really fast. Like, you know, looking back on it, I think you're in the middle of it, so you don't think so much about it. But looking back on it, man, I was 16 years old, and all this great stuff was happening. It was pretty cool.
And now, proud of all your kids, I'm sure, but Joey doing a great job with West Point. We're going to have Terry Finley on a little later. And he's done, I keep calling him Joey, he's going to smack me, and he's a little taller than me now, so I got to be careful with the Joey stuff. But
you want to really get him, call him Joey Pony. That's what we used to call him when he was little. then maybe.
But he's done plenty of the Express Bet radio shows with me, and he's just, you know, I got this a million times in my life. Tony's son. But now I sit there with him, and it's like, you know, I remember when you were born. I remember when he was born.
Yeah. Now it's starting to turn around, though. Now people say to me, oh, you're Joey's dad. I'm up on the roof the other day, and there were some people, oh, we met your son, you're Joey's dad. So, no, it's really cool. I am super proud of him. I'm extremely blessed for, you know, healthy, beautiful children. Credit to the parenting of my wife more than me when I was riding a lot more, you know, running around trying to succeed and make a living and ride. But I really am very proud of the way he's approached this and the effort he made it. And oh, just for I won, I believe, about 369 races here.
I was telling Richie a story about Nicholas Clement once telling me he had about 11 horses, and I was like,
you
don't have about 11 horses. So Richie turning it on me, three. Wow.
Yeah.
Where does that? You know where that puts you? That's kind of put you top what 10, 12? No.
Well, yeah. When I retired, I was top. I was sixth. And then now I've been passed by a few guys. And back then, you understand, for the majority of my career, it was a 24-day meet. I missed several summers, either being hurt or the one summer I rode in Del Mar. But 369 was a good number. When I retired, I was sixth at Saratoga, fourth at Belmont, and I'm still all-time leading rider at Aqueduct. So, and I don't think anybody will even come close. I'm like 1,200 in front of the nearest guy.
When did I tell you about that? I won a $50 $50 bar bet.
Did you?
With a guy. Richmond Viore's first winner. Meadowlands.
Yeah.
People don't get that.
Good grip. That was a great story because I was supposed to win my first race like a week earlier. Mr. DeMauro put me on a really fast filly named T-Sipper. And he said, he asked me if I owned a sport jacket, which I didn't at the time. And he said, well, go buy a sport jacket. Everybody used to go to the department store on Hempstead Turnpike to cash their checks. You'd buy socks or underwear, and they'd cash your check for you. I cleared $91 a week at the time. So I went over there, and I bought a sport jacket for $35, more than a third of my check.
Wow.
So I wore it to the Meadowlands. T-Sipper's big favorite. Long story short, she stumbles at the break, gets clobbered, finishes last. And everybody was upset. I mean, I was supposed to win. So I walked back to the spitbox with the sport jacket on, and a guy in the parking lot accosts me. He's yelling at me that you know you cost me a lot of money, and everybody said I looked like a jock at the time, Robert Adanasio. So I'm going, I'm not Migliore, I'm Adanasio. So the guy threw me in a puddle. So now I'm soaking wet.
I'm sorry my father did that to you.
Yeah, I forgave him. So I go back and I finish cooling the horse out, and I rode the horse van back to Belmont, and then for the next week there's no talk about me riding any more horses. So I'm pretty shook up that, man, I blew my shot. So then Mr. DeMauro named me on three horses at the Meadowlands like the next Friday, and he told me in the office, the first one will be a warm up, the second one will win, the third one will bring you back to earth. Well, the warm up wins and paid like $80. The second one's supposed to win wins and paid like $8. And the third one was 65-1. I got beat two noses, and I still have the photo finish, the official photo finish, somewhere in the house, because I'm in between Chris McCarron and Angel Cordero. And for £10,
not a bad spot to be beating two noses.
Pretty heady stuff, So it was cool. And then a few nights later, he put me on a filly that he was just putting in to help the racing secretary fill a race, a 20 claimer against a real good stake filly of Ben Perkins, Larla. I got through on the fence and I beat Larla and paid a ridiculous price. Put me on a maiden at Aqueduct that hadn't shown much in the morning. She won by five and paid $65. So he said, well, I'm putting them on horses. Because back then they didn't want you to win your fifth too fast, because then your bug starts. Mm-hmm. So they wanted you to ride like 100 races so you see a lot. And so that was my fourth win by like my 18th mount. So then he put me on a favorite to Meadowlands and let me get going. So it started pretty quick. Fun times.
Good old memory lane. Yeah. A lot of memories right here. About 369 wins.
I believe.
About
4450 in a storied career. Rich, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, it's always fun, guys.
We appreciate it. We'll talk to you. We'll talk to you soon. Good luck later today on Saratoga Live.
It's Saratoga Live 4 to 7. We start on Fox Sports 2 at 4:30. So 3-hour show today.
All right.
It must be fun to be covering the four-star Dave, too, after all these years.
Yeah, great lineup, too, because we're also covering the races out from Arlington. So we're going to be real busy. There'll be a race every few minutes, pretty much.
All right, Rich.
Thanks, guys.